I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A U.S. missile strike has apparently killed the most wanted man in Pakistan. He's Baitullah Masood, a top commander of the Pakistani Taliban. There is still no ironclad verification, but Pakistani intelligence sources on the ground say Masood was killed in the U.S. drone attack that took place 2 days ago. As The World's Matthew Bell reports, Masood's death could affect the entire U.S. mission in both Pakistan and Afghanistan.
The White House said today that it's not 100% sure Masood is dead, but spokesman Robert Gibbs said if he is, then good riddance.
This is an individual whose title as a murderous thug was well-deserved. He is somebody who helped plan and execute the deaths of scores of individuals, innocent civilians, men, women, and children, through anything ranging from deadly suicide attacks to planning the assassination of Benazir Bhutto.
But Dan Markey of the Council on Foreign Relations says this is someone who was a lot more than simply a murderous thug. He says what made Masood such a unique threat was the vast network of Taliban militants he brought under his control in recent years.
That was strategically significant because the Pakistanis were having trouble dividing and conquering with Baitullah Masood at the helm of the Pakistani Taliban. And that's been traditionally one of their primary tactics against militancy, is to split these groups and have them fight against each other. To have a leader who was capable of bringing them together, bringing these groups together, and keeping them together under pressure from the Pakistani government, from the military, from the United States, that made him quite valuable.
If Masood really is dead, Markey says that has the potential to change some minds in Pakistan about American priorities.
For a long time, there's been a criticism in some Pakistani circles that while the United States was willing to work against Afghan Taliban or against Al-Qaeda, that the United States wasn't lifting a finger to go after Pakistani Taliban, those who were destabilizing Pakistan. And so by doing this, and by it clearly being the product of a predator drone strike, this may help the United States convince potential partners inside of Pakistan that it's in their interest to work more closely with the United States and that it will serve their longer-term interests.
While Baitullah Masood is reported to have had close ties with Afghan Taliban leaders and with Al-Qaeda leaders, including Osama bin Laden, Masood's network of militants and suicide attackers has been a much greater threat to Pakistan's government than to U.S. forces in Afghanistan. But Dan Markey says the two countries are very much linked in terms of U.S. interests.
If the United States is perceiving its strategic interests in South Asia, it really needs to see the stability of Pakistan as at least as significant as the stability of Afghanistan at this stage in the game. And so someone like Baitullah Masood, who was very directly involved in destabilizing Pakistan, is every bit as dangerous as those who were engaged even more directly in organizing attacks against U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan.
What makes these kinds of attacks tricky is that Pakistan's government has been publicly opposed to American missile strikes. Military analyst Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington says Pakistani officials are guilty of double talk on this issue.
The fact is these operations aren't something that are conducted without discussion and coordination with the Pakistanis. They're not a mystery. And it is striking that they tend to be much more public when they affect the groups that the Pakistani government tolerates, the Afghan Taliban and Al-Qaeda units based inside Pakistan, than when they directly serve the purposes of the Pakistani military and the Pakistani government, and they attack leaders that are threatening the central government.
What remains to be seen, Cordesman says, is whether or not Pakistan's military is willing and able to capitalize on the killing of someone like Baitullah Masood. He says government forces need to quickly consolidate their control of areas where Masood had influence, or the Pakistani Taliban will simply replace their former commander and get back to business as usual. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.